Rather abrupt ending from that one.
1976, bringing me back to my semi-misspent youth. That gives me pimples, and I don't mean goose pimples. That was Phil Manzanera, Brian Eno, and others. 801, it was the band, and that's from 801 Live. Baby's on fire.
Wow.
Better throw her in the water. And then, also from that same year, Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me started the set. Warren Zevon, off of Warren Zevon. Iggy Pop and the Stooges, Raw Power, maybe his most famous song. Perhaps.
I'm Perhaps. Not sure.
And Blondie from the original Blondie debut, Blondie, Ex-Offender.
As we were talking during the break, it was it's interesting. That's, again, nascent new wave. Maybe some, the beginning, the stirrings of punk and things like that, 76. What it does do, Bob, is show you what 7 years difference in this will make. I'm certainly aware of Warren Zevon and Iggy and the Stooges. I kind of ignored Blondie. I know that they're one of your, you like them a lot. And Phil Manzanera, Brian Eno, that whole English experimental kind of music thing, I also skipped that. But that's what makes Blue Snakes and Banjos such a great show.
Exactly.
It's quite eclectic.
And you know what's interesting, and I just thought of this, when I, you know, as I mentioned earlier in the show, Bill's reunion, class of 69, so he's picked a bunch of songs from then. And so I thought, well, I'll pick some songs from my graduation year of 76 because it'll be a good juxtaposition. But as we're talking, what I realize is a lot of what went on in 76 was a reaction to what happened between 69 and 76. And you get in that 74, 75 era, there was some really, really bad music out there that was dominating the airwaves. When I was researching the show for 76, Fly, Robin, Fly. I mean, really?
I don't even know that I know.
Fly, Robin, Fly. I mean, just terrible stuff. And I mean, I should have made a list.
Well, this was on. This was probably on Top 40 radio.
Yeah, point, I mean, right? That's true.
Right. But again, by this point, FM radio had gained a pretty dominant position among people who at least consider themselves music fans.
Mm-hmm.
But you're exactly right. A lot of this was in direct reaction to overblown arena rock shows, people who, for some reason or another, hated Led Zeppelin and those bands at that point.
Well, Rush and Styx and that art prog rock thing.
Well, there's, you know, again, this is what makes the whole thing very interesting. But, again, one more time, this is why you should tune in to Blue Snakes and Banjos every week. Every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WAIF-FM in Cincinnati. And you can stream us live at WAIF883.org or can get us on the Android app for your phone. Tonight's show, main theme is reunions, high school reunions. Maybe you have a college reunion. Maybe you were born in the summer of 69 and your parents, these were the songs they were listening to at that point, but it certainly is fun for us to look back at things like this. So with that in mind, we will return after a stopover in 1976. We'll return to 1969 with some of the other hits of that year.
feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
Sun, sun, sun.
Mozambique from 1976 off of the Desire album. That was his Gypsy period.
His Gypsy period's right. That's we just discovered that I think it was right about the time of the Rolling Thunder review period as well. And I was telling Bob that I was lucky enough to see an initial taping of that crazy show. That was it, just on network TV?
It was network. I mean, that was always, well, in 1976, I was a freshman in college. I remember watching it on TV, and it had to be regular TV because the only cable we had then was Cube, which was this quote unquote interactive cable program.
That's right.
Our system.
Well, this taping was wild because if you look back at that period, the Rolling Thunder period, Joan Baez was there, T-Bone Burnett was there, and a whole host of other really accomplished musicians and everything. But Dylan was a little whack at that time. He was like in whiteface and Indian paraphernalia around his hat and, crazy feathers and stuff. But it was a fascinating peek into the behind-the-scenes taping of that show, which they did in near Clearwater, Florida. And then they just threw it away and taped another version of the show out in Colorado.
And you were at the first tossed version.
We saw the tossed version. We did. It was after a concert by Dylan and his band at that time. And somehow or another, my wife got tickets to this special taping the next day, and I kind of snuck in behind her, pulled her shirt up over my head, and we walked.
Well, that's why I got tossed. You pulled up her shirt and rushed the stage.
So that was 1976. Before that, however, we started off from 1969. We started off with 25 Miles, just a great song by Edwin Starr, who also sang War, which is also another great song. And followed that up with Here Comes the Sun from the Beatles' Abbey Road, which, unfortunately, the beginning of the end of the Beatles, but that record certainly one of their best of all time, all the hits off of there.
So, absolutely, and a studio engineering triumph, given the technology of the time.
Yeah, exactly. So the other thing about 25 Miles, it's still, in 1969, there you could still hear soul music and rock and roll and all kinds of different music on AM radio together.
Yeah, on the same station.
Right, exactly. And that was about the time that underground radio or FM was coming in. But looking back on it, it was great to hear great soul music and great rock and roll back-to-back, which is what you'll hear here on Blue Snakes and Banjos. And in addition to that, you'll hear that on the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, hosted by our friends Ching Bong Louie.
And Johnny Mack.
And Johnny Mack. It's on 1 to 3 p.m. here on WAIF, 1 to 3 p.m. Tuesdays on WAIF 88.3 FM. They will play rockabilly, reggae, classical, poetry, disco, doom metal, novelty, and all other types of genders.
Or genres.
Please follow behind me and correct my typos. Thank you. And it's interesting to see those two together. So tune in to the Great Pacific Garbage Patch Tuesdays from 1 to 3 p.m.
A great show.
WAIF.
It was my introduction to WAIF.
And we've shared the studio with John and Ching Bong have been very gracious and very helpful to us as we stumble along here on Blue Snakes and Banjos.
Ching Bong's actually going to be on Blue Snakes and Banjos 2 weeks from tonight.
Oh, man. That sounds great.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Pinch hitting for
Vacationing Bill Thompson.
Yeah.
That's correct. On a more serious note, however, in response to an increasing number of abused and neglected children in Kentucky, the Diocesan Catholic Children's Home in Fort Mitchell was searching for foster and adoptive parents. There are now more than 350 children in Kentucky's foster care system waiting to be adopted. If you can help, please call 859-331-2040 or visit online at www.dcchome.org. And speaking of kids who have problems, there's a Shriners Hospital for Children in our area, providing expert medical care to kids with problems of the bones, joints, or muscles, or with severe burns at no cost to the patients. If you know a child that Shriners can help, call toll-free 800-875-8580 or check out their website at www.ShrinersHospitalsForChildren.org.
I like how you got those children sounds cued in perfectly in the background.
Sound effects everywhere tonight.
That's pretty impressive.
WAIF. Welcome to community radio.
Oh, yeah. Music?
How about that?
What do you know?
Where are we going?
Well, I don't know. I'm still stunned from all the business we had to take care of.
I know. Well, we have two choices. We can go to 1969, or we can go to 1976.
Actually, I brought along some 2014 stuff tonight that we can bust out, too, in case you think we're doing our own version of the time machine. Don't want to offend the guys following up.
I think it's Big Mike and the Pittsburgh Kid tonight. After last week's 34th anniversary with the Prince of Harmony.
And it is.
Steve Percy.
Reunion Central.
How about that? We're just all kinds of things.
It's a great show. We're bracketed by great shows. We got Belinda with her The View and everything.
The whole View and nothing but.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And then we've got the Time Machine guys afterwards. So
we're lucky people.
We are lucky. Well, speaking of Time Machine, it wouldn't be 1976 without a little bit of Skinner.
Place no home. We'll be right back.
So that was our little slice of Southern rock from, well, not exactly from 1976. We started off with Lynyrd Skynyrd, a live version of Gimme Three Steps, and that actually was from 1976. Followed that up with J.J. Cale's original version of They Call Me the Breeze, which was popularized by Lynyrd Skynyrd in 1976 also, actually. And then there you have some modern-day music breaking the time machine wide open here on Blue Snakes and Banjos with something that just happened in January of 2014. That's from the All My Friends tribute album to Greg Allman, which is really an awesome collection. That was Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks doing Stand Back, Better Move Away Slow.
That's a great, just looking at that record, that's wonderful. I think that had seeped into my brain cells somewhere that that event happened, but I had not seen that record. So I look forward to watching the DVD as well. This is actually the final year of the Allman Brothers as a touring entity. Derek Trucks is going to devote all of his energy to the Tedeschi Trucks Band. Warren Haynes to Government Mule, and it's an end of an era. The Allman Brothers Band, if you haven't seen the Muscle Shoals documentary that I keep flogging every week, it seems like, there's great footage and sound of Dwayne Allman back then. The Allman Brothers story is a wonderful story of tragedy, triumph, celebrity, all kinds of different, you know, it's certainly a tale of the last 40, 45 years, if not longer.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they created Southern Rock.
They did create Southern Rock, and it's interesting that, like you say, by 76, not only was Lynyrd Skynyrd probably more popular than the brothers themselves, because Dwayne and Barry Oakley died, I believe, in 71, something like that. Just tragic. But you also had the Outlaws, Wet Willie,
Marshall Tucker, Black Oak, Arkansas.
That's right. All kinds of knockoffs.
What's his name? Charlie Daniels.
Charlie Daniels.
I mean, all those folks ought to be just bowing down at the
altar. They should be paying. They should be sending monthly checks to the Allman Brothers, which I believe at least there's at least three Greg Allman, Butch Trucks, and J-Mo of the original band. Which is three more than some bands out there.
That's right.
With original members.
Well, they did a great job. I mean, you know, with Warren Haynes and
Derek Trucks.
Derek Trucks, yeah. After Dickie Betts left and all of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the Dickie, and that doesn't even, you know, begin to touch the whole Dickie Betts saga as well. But, you know, the first, and I'm on record as saying it, and I'll defend it for the next 45 years, that Live at the Fillmore East has been my favorite album, I think, since 1969 when it came out, or maybe it came out in 70. But it's just Dwayne Allman and Dickie Betts and the rest of those guys. It is sends tingles up your spine listening to it every time. So with that in mind, after that little set, let's open the next set with something from the Allman Brothers Band.
Thank you.
you're in the All-Stars, what does it take to win your love? Part of that Wild Mix from 1969. Before that, it was the Boxer, Simon & Garfunkel from their Bridge Over Troubled, Troubled Water album, which parenthetically came out in 1970, but the Boxer was released as a single in 1969, making it a legitimate pick. And we started off with the Allman Brothers Band from their first album, Whipping Post, which I think if you go to the live album, live at Fillmore East, you can find a 47-minute version of that song or something like that. So that was a little more succinct, 5 minutes and 23 seconds.
Well, if we ever, you know, are here and we have to have a meeting with the suits or use the bathroom or something, we can put that one on.
In lieu of Anagata Davida?
Right, or... What is Mountain Jam?
Mountain
one
Jam.
Whole side?
Well,
I'll eat a peach.
It went into two sides when it was released.
Maybe one whole album.
They couldn't get
of the
it
double albums that you had to flip in the middle of the jam. Well, speaking of good music, hey, this is something really exciting that's happening up here on Walnut Plateau next Wednesday. And even though it competes with our show, we're still going to talk about it. The opening of the Assumption Art Gallery at 2622 Gilbert Avenue here in Cincinnati, up here on Walnut Plateau. It's in the Artisan District of Walnut Hills, Cincinnati's first bike-friendly neighborhood. Art plus local music plus kick beer plus a beat-up old church. What do you get? The greatest meetup ever. And it's brought to you by Justin Poole and the Walnut Hills Redevelopment Foundation. Really, this is going to be a great event. It's from 6 to 9 p.m. next Wednesday, July 16th. It's the monthly Walnut Hills meet and greet, but this is going to be the best meet and greet going, at least since the Firehouse Pizza kickoff meet and greet back in the wintertime.
Well, the whole neighborhood is really coming alive right now. There's a lot of things going on. The folks who own the brew house are intimately involved. They have a pottery store over on Gilbert Avenue. And this church that they're talking about, that Bob's talking about, is at the corner of Gilbert and Taft, right next to the funeral home there. And the more cool things like that in Walnut Hills, the better for everybody in the neighborhood, the better for everybody in the city.
Speaking of which, tomorrow or Friday night, Walk on Woodburn.
Ah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Walk on Woodburn.
It's a happening neighborhood.
That's a really
event.
Cool thing to do also. So,
well, not only is Walnut Hills a great neighborhood, so is Northside. And one of our loyal and longtime and first to up at bat supporters, Shake It Records, which offers two floors of vinyl LPs and CDs with an eclectic selection. Of blues and bluegrass, soul and R&B, rock and roots, punk and indie music. You'll also find turntables, T-shirts, toys, books, and cards at the store located in the heart of Northside, which Walnut Hills would do just fine, emulating Northside.
Two of my favorite neighborhoods.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. In fact, they may be my two favorite neighborhoods.
Well, I think so. I think there's lots of good stuff going on in the city. The store is located at 4156 Hamilton Avenue. For more information, call 513-591-0123 or go to shakeitrecords.com. If you do, tell the guys behind the counter that you heard about them on Blue Snakes and Banjos on WAIF.
Slightly farther away, but equally supportive of Blue Snakes and Banjos, is the Wildflower Cafe in Mason. Lots of locally grown, wonderfully prepared food and a great beer and wine list, and very, very nice folks who have actually run the restaurant out of what used to be one of their homes.
It's a great location. We drove by there. Unfortunately, it was on a Monday when they were closed, but some friends who live up north went back the next day and just raved about the meal they had up there. So I can't wait to get out there myself.
Sounds great.
Okay. Now, it is, we're in the last half hour of Blue Snakes and Banjos tonight. It looks like it's 7:35-ish tonight. We're also happy to announce that the Prince of Harmony himself is back for a repeat performance on the Time Machine tonight.
With his red box of magic.
He does indeed. It is a magic box. He says he's giving the help the summer off. So if you like the tunes that Steve Percy spins each week, and it's a great show, stay tuned for him with the Time Machine at 8 p.m. tonight on WAIF-FM.
Okay, well, I'm going to dip back into 1976 one more time with a little Joni Mitchell.
Thank you.
likes a red dress and a pearly white teeth and the flash of a pretty brown leg. He said, back in the 30s, you know, you never had it made. He's an engineer over on the Ohio River, running in the Pittsburgh trade, with the inspection office in Louisville, at a desk for a very short time. And he played in a band on two different boats, working for the Stratfest line. And long ago he smoked reefer, and even made homebrew. And the reefer coming through New Orleans, back before World War II. He's just a feller, worked on the river all his life by a paddle wheel. You say he's old-fashioned, well, that ain't no big deal. Well, it's too thick to navigate, and it's too thin to plow. So let him go on, mama, don't put him down for a cow. Well, he sits and smokes an old eyebolt cigar, says he doesn't miss it at all. But he still goes out and he makes a few trips in the summer and then in the fall. Oh, the railroad trains, the bus and the planes are taking up all the slack. He's been a-watching all those river towns slowly turn their back. He's just a feller, worked on the river all his life by a paddle wheel. You say he's old-fashioned, well, that ain't no big deal. Well, it's too thick to navigate, and it's too thin to plow. So let him go on, mama, don't put him down for it now. Well, it comes from a real old time way of life he had to fight to just learn how. He might even have voted for Nixon once, but I'm sure he sees that now. Well, Friday night, he makes the best damn gumbo you'd ever want to eat. Saturday morning, before everyone's up, he's gone off down to the fleet. He's just a feller, worked on the river all his life by a paddle wheel. You say he's old-fashioned, well, that ain't no big deal. Well, it's too thick to navigate, and it's too thin to plow. So let him go on, mama, don't put him down for it now. Ugly, and he's the happiest man alive. You've got him into believing that old men are back in style. Now you see these oysters Benville and this baked potato skin. I eat them so I can grow up and be an old man just like him. He's just a feller, worked on the river all his life by a paddle wheel. You say he's old-fashioned, well, that ain't no big deal. Well, it's too thick to navigate, and it's too thin to plow. So let him go, mama. Don't put him down for it now.
Like so much in life, it's too thick to navigate and too thin to plow. That was John Hartford from his Mark Twain album, 1976. And before that, Joni Mitchell, Coyote, from 1976 as well.
Coyote might be my favorite Joni Mitchell song, although I think without looking at my discography running around rampant in my head, I'm sure she had some, I don't know if Blue was in 69 or Ladies of the Canyon or something like that, but she had a pretty nice run from about 66 through 76.
Oh, yeah.
Of just one great album after another. But the Coyote one, as we were saying earlier, if you haven't seen The Last Waltz, with the band and her performance of Coyote, it's possibly the best moments of that film, of a really great film.
Absolutely.
So, okay. Well, we're heading into the last 15 minutes of this. So what we want to do is tell you what else you can listen to on WAIF during the week. Check out Tony's Music Canteen every Friday afternoon from 1 to 3. Here's genres from past to the present with a little humor. Join in, have fun, and listen to the music. That's Tony's Music Canteen with Uncle Tony and Baby Tony, our good friends, Friday afternoons from 1 to 3 on WAIF 88.3 in Cincinnati.
Great reason to lie to your boss and knock off early.
That's right. Now, it's a feeling of being powerless by yourself, of depending on others to fight for your rights, of being treated without respect and having to fight for everything, or being forgotten, almost invisible. It's working until you hurt and always coming up short. The words are real, and so is the pain of 33 million Americans living in poverty, which might be a low number these days. Poverty is America's forgotten state. To find out more, visit www.povertyusa.org. This is a message from the Catholic Campaign for Human Development and WAIF FM 88.3.
According to a study conducted by the U.S. Department of Transportation, lapses in driver attention have been identified as a significant contributing factor in as many as 90% of traffic crashes. Common causes of distraction include daydreaming, texting, fatigue, texting, children in the car, texting, adjusting the radio, texting, using a cell phone or texting, reading maps, texting, applying makeup, texting, shaving, texting. Stay safe, pay attention. And, hey, when you're driving, don't text. This message from the Ohio Department of Public Safety, WAIF, Blue Snakes and Banjos, and yours truly.
We're on a mission, friends and fans, to wipe out texting while you drive. It is the stupidest thing ever. It's unnecessary, and it's really dangerous to boot. So
it might be the only thing I support capital punishment for. Just right by the side of the road.
How about that?
No, I'm exaggerating.
I know you are. Well, thanks, everybody, for joining us tonight for my rather indulgent trip back to 1969 in advance of my 45th high school reunion coming up this weekend in beautiful downtown Piqua, Ohio. It's been great fun. We're setting the stage here for the Prince of Harmony, Steve Percy, who will be in at 8 o'clock with the Time Machine. We have time for a couple more, and these are a couple of the ones that have stayed on my playlist for the past 45 years.
Oh,
you can't always get what you want. The closer, I guess you would call it, on Bob Huss' favorite album, Let It Bleed, by the Rolling Stones. Am I right there?
That's right.
Yeah, I thought you said that in the first show.
It's hard.
Well, it is hard, but that one, you know, and again, I skipped over maybe my favorite song of all time, which led off my original CD, which is Gimme Shelter from that same album. So it's that is certainly a contender if there wasn't such a thing as the Allman Brothers live at Fillmore, whichever way it goes. But and the other thing that that song, the Stones song, always reminds me of is the great scene in The Big Chill as they're either coming into or going out of the funeral parlor.
Playing the organ.
Yeah, yeah. At that point, and the car doors slam, and all you see are shoes and feet. So that's a wonderful tune. Thank you, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, for actually more, well, 51 years now. I think they celebrated their 50th anniversary last summer at that point.
And thank you, Bill, for bringing 1969
back to life, such as it is, as we walk into the But so actually, and what we've done, Bob, is we've set up perfectly for the time machine with the Prince of Harmony, who's waiting patiently and with great tunes at the ready as we head into another edition of Blue Snakes and Banjos tonight. Thanks, man. I appreciate you letting me take over as much as I did. It kind of reminds me of your birthday show.
Yeah, kind of. We have to indulge ourselves when we get the chance.
That's right. That's right. Yes.
I'm already planning next year's birthday show. Memorial Day weekend. Stay tuned. All right. Well, hey, Bill, it was great. Thanks a lot. I've got a little tribute for you going out because I know you're heading up the road to go to your reunion.
Thanks, man.
And we'll be back here next week as always. And until that time, remember to love one another. Good night, everybody. We'll be right back.